Discover high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lilly & Grace. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. This place is absolutely beautiful. Visit them in person in Mooresville, North Carolina at their store or online at tjriggins.com/LG.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay is in the lap of luxury in the Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami. But she's not going to be on with us very much longer today because her microphone and all is not working that great. So maybe for another hour, she'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having fun there, though? Did you have fun last night or yesterday?
Yeah, Miami's not for me, per se. These aren't like my people, but it's, you know, I'm making the best of it. I think it's a free trip.
Okay. They're not your people as in they're not, polite Southern people. And you think,
right.
I didn't know Miami people were rude.
It was interesting, but yeah, I didn't know that either. Like for example, last night we're at dinner, and we're about to order dessert and the waiter comes over and he's like, I'm so sorry. You've exceeded the hour and a half time limit. We're going to have to ask you to, I just ordered dessert for the table. He was like, we're just going to nix the dessert and just ask you to politely head to the bar. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of anything like that.
And what? Oh, Kyle just said, yeah. And our bill was like $1,000. So checked us out.
Yeah.
And so we all just went to, he was like, you can just order dessert at the bar. The bar was packed. I was like, no, we're getting out of here. So we left, but it just was stuff like that.
And that, was that a place, close to the hotel or in the hotel?
Not in the hotel. Okay. The hotel's been very nice and everyone's been great, but it's like on the streets. Those aren't my people. The street people.
Miami street people.
So that's an old hotel though, the Fountain Blue. You know, it's a classic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think old Sinatra and them stayed there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There are pictures of them. I couldn't tell who was who, like Dean Martin and all the people, you know. But it, yeah, you're right.
Couldn't tell who was who. Did you know which one Sammy Davis Jr. was?
No.
He's the black one.
Oh,
the black fella.
Got it.
In those pictures. I couldn't tell which one Sammy Davis Jr. was. Okay, so yesterday when we were talking about all the funny Ace stories and everything, one stood out, and it was when we started talking about Ace's imagination being like a kid. And I can't believe I'd never told y'all the story about what went on in these meetings and stuff. But it's today's, in case you missed it, replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, we're talking about Ace, man. Yeah, we're talking about Ace. remembering Ace. So yesterday we had a really good time talking about Ace's imagination being like a child. Very childlike. Very, very childlike.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I thought I had. We had talked about this before. Whoopsie! I knocked a solo cup off the thing. But it was something that happened behind the scenes in a project that we were doing. It's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
One time there was a big tragedy in Charlotte with the police department. And, you know, we're so pro law enforcement and everything. And there were two officers who got killed. And so we wanted to pay tribute to them. So we started these projects where we were building parks in their honor, which we did. But when we first sat down with the committee and the representatives from the police department and the widows and the whole thing, Ace got it in his mind in that meeting that we were going to build a pirate ship. You can't have a playground without a pirate ship. You know what I'm talking about, like at Treasure Island in Vegas?
Yeah.
I've seen them everywhere, like on TV and the movies. These kids climbing up and they're pretending to be pirates on your big pirate ship. And if you have never built a playground or ordered any, you know, commercial playground equipment and all that, it is a task. I mean, that is big business, and it's expensive, and it's not just like, you know, used to be we'd go to Sears and buy a little thing and throw it up in the backyard. I mean, this is serious stuff, and it's expensive. And they were going, well, we'll have to check the, and the people from the playground company were there, and they were cutting us a deal, like selling us the stuff at a much, much lower rate than what they would normally because of the situation.
Sure.
And he just keeps on and on. A pirate ship, and you know, you put those ropes on them, and we would already have moved on from that type of thing. We're talking about location and land and things like that, and he says, I just still keep coming back to a pirate ship. I just think the pirate ship is going to be the coolest.
That sounds just like it.
It does.
He would not let that go.
It's that childlike excitement about things. That's perfect.
What, Lindsay?
Sorry. They're like, sir, this is actually a liability. We need to look into this.
I said, we can do it, but that's going to be way more expensive than you think. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Yeah, we've been going through and trying to find old pictures of Ace with the remembering Ace segments and stuff on the website and all. You can go to tjriggins.com/ or just go to tjriggins.com, and then right there you'll see it says Ace Memory or Remembering Ace, whatever it says. Yeah. And you can participate in all of that and donate to Peyton's Promise charity that we have. It's named after his daughter. And it's almost like I'm a stalker. If you just go through my phone at old pictures, scrolling through, do you know how many pictures I have of him while he's asleep?
I thought the same thing. I've got a couple of those too. How many do you have?
Too many. Yeah. Because he would fall asleep easy, like sitting straight up. He would just, like, mid-sentence just and doze off.
Yeah.
And he always looked so weird while he was asleep. Sometimes his mouth would be completely open. Other times he'd still be wearing his sunglasses, would look really weird, like a Weekend at Bernie's thing. And in all those road trips, whenever he'd fall asleep, he'd be in such weird positions and stuff. So we just always take pictures of him and laugh.
I have a video of all of us on a road trip, and he's asleep and his mouth is open, and we all take turns putting our finger in his mouth without, like, don't wake daddy, where you're not supposed to touch it.
They're like a hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah. Everybody takes a turn sticking their index finger in his mouth.
Oh my God.
Just messing with him while he's asleep.
He fell asleep one time. It was the back seat of the van, you know, because we had those however many passenger vans.
Yeah.
And he fell asleep lying flat somehow and his sunglasses on. And I said, he looks like this looks like a ZZ Top funeral. Somebody from ZZ Top shaved. Because it looked like he was wearing, because he had a spray tan, I think. And it looked like he was wearing full makeup, like, you know, and he had those wraparound sunglasses on. Hair still completely in place.
Though. Yeah. Was like, like a ZZ Top funeral. Uh-huh. It did.
Yeah, but he. Oh, yeah. He used to keep hairspray in his desk.
Oh, my gosh. You'd walk into that back room and he'd be hairspraying, and it was like a thick cloud covering everything. Yeah.
He would lean over upside down and spray it and then shake it out. And, you know,
It was a whole routine.
If I had a minute after work, I'd always be like, Ace, can I borrow your hairspray?
We used to do these daily videos for the TV station in Birmingham saying, here's what's coming up tomorrow or whatever on the Ace and TJ show. And before we would go down and record those, he would always go to his desk. And it wasn't in a desk drawer. We had these things above the desk that were cabinets. And it had one door that lifted straight up over the thing. And then he would put his hairspray in there. And sometimes when he didn't feel like doing those videos, he'd be so angry, very angry. And he would take that thing and open it and then slam it back, spray his hair, still with his scowl on his face, spray his hair, look in the mirror, tussle it around. And then he would open that thing back up and then just fling that can of hairspray back in. Wham! Yeah. Just throw it in there and say, let's go do this blank.
Yeah.
I feel like doing this blank today.
My desk was next to his, and I had all snacks, obviously, in my little cupboard thing. He had hairspray, toothbrush, teaser brush, teaser comb. It looked like his desk was actually mine.
Yeah, and if you walked in after he had walked out, you'd be like, oh, man, somebody's spraying for roaches up in here.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Remembering Ace, we were talking about his hair. Yeah. How he'd spray it and style it. And he would even do that in an angry way if he wasn't in a good mood. Almost like he's pulling his hair out when he's trying to spike it up. It's like, he's just so rough. You know, he was rough on things anyway, you know. Even if he wasn't mad or whatever, he's still a slamming, banging kind of, you know, just rough on things.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lindsay reminded us that he also had a little portable, I think it was battery operated, it was expensive, flat iron that he had with him all the time. He would have it in his bag in case he needed to straighten his hair because his hair was naturally curly.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
So he would always hit it with that. Do what?
I swear I've seen it in his back pocket. I swear. He'd be walking down the hall and he'd be hanging out in the back pocket. Like,
he's going to the bathroom to fix. We had a mirror in our office.
Yeah.
And he would stay in that mirror blowing hairspray on it and flat iron.
Flat iron. Mm. Is that a flat iron in your pocket or you just have it? He's carrying it around.
Mm-hmm. And then Ace never would ask you if he could borrow something or if he could have something. He would always say he was going to steal it. Hey, can I steal one of your fries? Hey, can I steal a couple of these fries?
Yeah.
Rob, I'm going to steal one of these energy drinks. I'll get you back, Nick, tomorrow.
Yeah, he did that a lot to you.
Mm-hmm. Back,
And,
did he get you back?
Yeah, he always got me back.
I'm sure he did.
And he would say things that he had heard on TV and in movies and all. And if you don't have a friend like I am, nobody would say anything about it. But if you have a friend like I am, you'd get roasted. Because he would say things like, hey, we'd be out somewhere. You go, hey, you want to stop off at, you know, let's say whatever the place. You want to stop off at Heroes for a nightcap? A nightcap?
A nightcap?
What soap opera are you on? Stop for a nightcap. And he never would stop to eat. He would always, how would he say it? It was like, stop. Hey, y'all want to stop for a bite to eat? He was always over to a bite to eat.
Stop for a bite to eat. Yeah, that's true.
And he always wanted to drive on road trips. And he was the one that probably shouldn't have driven. I was always like, Jesus, take the wheel. Because the road rage was real.
Yeah, because he always had to maintain eye contact with people when he was talking to them.
That's true.
And when you're driving, that's not a good thing.
He'd be talking to somebody and like, no, look at the road.
Yeah, he'd still be rifling out stories when you're driving and all that stuff.
Yeah, so whenever we would be brainstorming things to come up with, you know, content on the show and whatnot, if something ever got mentioned about, hey, what about that one time when we did this? Whoever was the newest person to the show at that time, he would have to stop down everything and tell him, yeah, Lindsay, what happened was this one time we were on the air and blah, 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 and go through the whole story of what we were referencing in that conversation.
Yeah.
And it would take forever in those meetings because he would have to stop and go, yeah, we told you about that time we did that in Birmingham, right, in Huntsville, right? No, I don't think so. Yeah, well, what we did was, and then he would always in those meetings have his feet propped up on something, either he was back on the desk or on somebody else's chair or whatever. But when he got ready to tell a story, feet came down and he leaned forward. He was like, here, I'm excited. I got to tell you what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, those were the meetings.
Do we have time? Because I have a funny story.
What?
Do we have time?
No.
Do we have time? Because I have a funny story.
No, we got to take a break. But We'll put it in the in the extra funny.
Yeah, that, there we go.
Okay, all right.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, look at this. Oh, girls up in here.
I'm here.
Oh, gangsta.
You know it.
Alexis, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to come hang out with you.
How long has it been since you talked into the microphone? Speak up, girl.
It's been a while. But why are you guys like starting so early? Goodness gracious, do you like sleep or no?
It's the same time. Oh. We always are. Have you been gone that long? Yeah. You don't know what
it
time
a
morning show is?
It does not feel like it. Like, goodness gracious.
One thing about Alexis, when she comes into someplace, she makes it her own. She's like, hey, listen, I'm back in the saddle. Yep. Like, she's as comfortable as she could be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never left.
Mm-hmm. You know something's wrong. Something serious has had to have happened because she hugged me this morning. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's only because Ace died.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only time I get hugs.
She wouldn't be hugging if it weren't a serious thing.
Is she not a hugger?
No.
Not really?
Mm-mm. Not to white people.
Oh, stop it. That is not true. I hug a lot of white people.
Whether they want you to or not.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I hug a lot of white people.
I hug a lot of white people. That's your campaign. And so, she's already cracking jokes at Rob. Like, she's just, you know, she came fired out of a cannon.
Yeah. But then Lindsay is in Miami with her husband on a business trip. And she was going to be on today, too, like she was yesterday, except the equipment was terrible. So we were sweating that, having the two of them on together, Lindsay and Alexis together. But Riggins said, well, Rob takes out all of whatever he used to, frustrations he had on you on Lindsay. He's just constantly bashing Lindsay.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think during a break yesterday, I was like, I'm glad I can't wait till tomorrow because Lindsay won't be here.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's exactly what it was. I went, Rob's just has all this rage pent up because Alexis used to just roast Rob day in and day out. And now Rob's getting his revenge on Lindsay.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
Because Lindsay doesn't roast Rob like Alexis.
Not like Alexis, no. But
Lindsay does it under the guise of I'm trying to help him.
Exactly. Right. Very insulting, but
yeah, I'm gonna rip him apart, but only for his own good.
Yeah.
Well, I did it because I love him. So
yeah, same thing. Same thing.
It only gets tense when Lindsay asks him to take a screenshot of his computer that she can post on her Instagram story or something. And she'll go, "Are you busy right now?" And he'll go, "Yeah." And she'll go, "Are you really though?" Like, just like needling him. Like, shut up.
But she doesn't insult the way he looks, the way Alexis does. First thing she said, "Hi, Rob, with your big head."
Yeah, that is true.
That's my love language, though, so it's all good.
Yeah. So Alexis is here because I think I know why. Because she's going to, you know, we need her perspective of what she remembers about Ace in the Remembering Ace week on the TJ and Riggins show. And also to... I forgot. She's in charge of the charity now.
Yes, she
did. Did you know that, Riggins?
I did know that. Yeah.
How do I not know these things?
Well, you got other things on your plate.
I do. I got crime shows to watch.
Yeah.
I got all kinds of things going on.
Your plate is loaded up.
And something happened to me yesterday that is going to maybe make you cry, but we're going to get it out of the way so we can move on and have some bright feelings and stuff. But it was very powerful yesterday. We'll talk about that next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Remembering Ace. Yesterday, my wife, Mrs. Ritchie, a.k.a. Jody, and I went to visit one of our clients who buys advertisements on our show, a place called Lily and Grace. Beautiful, beautiful place with home decor and all kinds of stuff like that. And so... I didn't think about it, but I really haven't been out in the public in the popular parts of our little town here. I've been going the other direction because I live kind of out in the country, and I've been going kind of the other direction to the store and things like that. So when we got finished at Lily and Grace, we went just around the corner to have a late breakfast. I don't call it brunch because it's silly, but we had a late breakfast. And while we were there, a lady walked over and sat down at the table and was crying and was going on about how much this whole thing with Ace has affected her and how long she's been listening. I mean, one of the, you could tell, the biggest supporters of our show ever. And that was sweet. And then I said, Jody, when we leave here, let's go act like millennials and Gen Z people, and let's go to Costco. How about that? Let's go see how they're doing today, all the young people. See if we can see old Bobby in there, Bobby Parrish.
Yeah, sure.
Seeing if things are healthy or not. So we checked out, and then, you know, you go by, you know, they have these boxes there you can put your stuff in. And this lady walks up out of nowhere, pushing her shopping cart because she had just checked out. And she said, "You don't know me, but I want to hug you." And she hugged me, and she said, "I'm praying for you, and you're doing a great job." So I told Jody, I said, that is the difference between being a radio show that can connect emotionally with people and being, a talk show host at night on TV. And there are a few things that choke me up when I start trying to talk about them. And I've always mentioned these two. One is when I start talking about patriotic things. And another is when I start trying to show my appreciation for the support that we've always gotten from our listeners, our radio family. And since this tragedy has happened with Ace, that has really been hitting me in the face, because sometimes you just, you know, you get in your routine and you go through life, and I always appreciate it every day, and I never take it for granted how somebody would spend their time and support us and all of that. But it's these times when people you don't know reach out to make you feel better or reach out to tell you they're hurting with you. And that touched me yesterday. And reminded me of why that is so special and why it's such a wonderful part of my life that I've gotten to have, is that type of support from people on a personal level that I don't even know. And then, of course, I was like, I'm sure I look really fat today, and this is not how I wanted them to see me.
Can't go back to that Costco.
Yeah. I had to ruin it, didn't I?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Alexis would have been here earlier in the week, but her car was in trouble. So,
uh-oh.
She got it back out the shop, so she's here today.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Damn, she always got car
trouble. I was about to say, story of my life.
Mm-hmm. But the reason we wanted her to come in is because she has special Ace memories too, as we do the whole Remembering Ace series this week. This will probably be a regular thing, you know. It's never going to be like, oh, we can't talk about Ace today, you know, whatever. But, what were you just talking about that you, when you think about Ace, you laugh every time?
Well, he just would come up with like names for things that just didn't make sense. I remember one time a listener sent him a gift, and, you know, he was on air and he was talking, read the letter, and it was a very like sentimental thing. And the person had sent him like a tapestry, I think is what it was. And he's looking at it, he's like, yeah. They sent me a wall napkin? And I remember we looked at it and we're like, what the hell is a wall napkin? First of all, like, what?
It's like a thing you hang up on the wall, like in your living room. And, I don't know, it's like a wall napkin.
What? Like, where did that even come from?
You know.
Yeah, it's along the lines of saying spaghetti meat.
Yep.
Yeah. Get some, spaghetti meat. And then what were the other ones? Nacho chips or something like that.
Hamburger meat was a constant one, but Chinese spaghetti. I've been getting that DM a lot.
Chinese spaghetti. Yeah.
I never said that. It's on the radio. You said it on the radio.
Remember when he was talking about cooking cheese? That was probably one of my favorite moments ever.
We got that a lot, too.
Not eating cheese, but cooking cheese. You know, like cooking cheese. So he meant block cheese or grated cheese. He was just not talking about the singles, the sliced. Cooking cheese.
Yeah, because cheese to him meant it was a Kraft single wrapped in a piece of plastic. Like that was his. Yeah,
That's what just eating cheese.
That was eating cheese.
That's eating cheese.
Cooking cheese.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, he had a lot of those.
And I can tell y'all something now. That I never wanted to start an argument with him over this, but you remember, everybody knows the classic story of when he put ice cubes in the hot grease when he was frying a turkey, trying to cool it down. He put ice chips in it, which is water, and it exploded.
Yeah.
And every time he would tell that story, he would say, "And I've done it 1,000 times. I fried turkeys 1,000 times, and I knew better than to do that. I don't know why I did that." And, I'm telling you, that was the first time he's ever led the effort to fry a turkey.
He lied.
He didn't mind the funny part of the story, but he still didn't want anybody thinking he didn't know what he was doing. He's just like, I knew better than that. But anybody who's ever fried a turkey would not even start the process if they didn't have a thermometer in the grease.
Yeah.
Now, he's probably seen it done. The fried turkey was invented where we're from in Louisiana. But he's never led the effort and been in charge of frying a turkey, or that wouldn't have happened. He would have never started just firing up that grease without a thermometer in it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, like, his culinary skills weren't all there, so you know what I mean?
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Yeah. But he hated to cook, so, I mean, that was one thing. But when he would say he could do something, like, I can fry a turkey, and then, no, you can't. Just like, I can jump a motorcycle. No, you can't.
Remember last year, he made your jambalaya recipe, TJ.
Yeah.
And he brought us all a container of it, and it was so salty. And no one had the heart to be like, we're like, oh, no, it's really good. It was good, but it was really salty. Yeah. He was so proud of it, though.
I fried turkeys 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Without a thermometer.
Bless.
All right, more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yeah, this is the way it happens. We just start sharing these fun stories about Ace, and then they don't stop. We just keep getting reminded of one after the other, because whatever you heard on the radio of Ace and his personality, his unique personality and quirks and everything, it's the same. We're always the same off the air. People used to ask us that. What's the difference in on the air and off the air? We're the same. We're just, on the air, we don't cuss. You know, and Ace cussed a lot off the air.
Yes, he did.
Imagine if you're in a room with us and we're not on the show, if we're all in a room together, you could turn on microphones at any point and it would sound exactly like the show.
Yeah.
So, but that's how we start coming up with these other things about Ace, and trying to focus on things that you may not know that we haven't talked about, just behind the scenes kind of stuff about his personality. So what are you laughing at now, Alexis? Alexis is here today doing this.
Well, you guys know I like to poke fun at y'all, but Ace took it the best, I feel like. And one of my favorite things was telling him that he loved to raise the roof, because you guys remember when the songs would come on and he would start doing his little dance. Yeah. And I remember one time we were talking about his dance moves, and I was like, yeah, you raise the roof. And he's like, I never raise the roof. He's like, I never, like, he took it so personal.
I never raised the roof.
Yeah. You're wrong. You're just making that up.
No, you raised the roof, bro. I saw you.
I saw you do it.
I've never raised the roof.
It's like he was so upset about that.
Yeah, and you could troll him easily because, you know, he has such a quick temper anyway. And you could, if he didn't know that you were joking with him, he'd just get, you remember how mad he'd get at me whenever I'd sit and tell him that dinosaurs never existed?
Yes. That really lit him up. They don't know that. They don't know dinosaurs are real.
Okay, okay. I mean, they don't have the bones and all of that stuff. That could have been anything. They don't know what dinosaurs ate. Yeah. I don't know any of that.
Yeah, he fired up quick.
And then if I started talking down about the space program, he didn't like that either.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
But yeah, you did. You raised the roof. I had never raised the roof.
I was like, oh, you stayed raising roofs. I know.
because there were certain things that he would laugh at himself about being such a dork over. And then there were other things where he was like, don't even go in the direction of trying to say I'm not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. He was Mr. Cool to himself in his own world.
The music would start playing. He'd start dancing and he'd look over to Lexi like, oh, you like that? You like this one? Oh. He's like doing the cabbage patch and all. Right.
Yeah, I'll cabbage patch, but I won't raise the roof.
I've never done that.
He's so upset.
And this wouldn't even happen on the radio sometimes. It'd just be like during a commercial. You could just tweak him a little bit and just watch him.
And then we come back on the air. He's still mad about it. He just sits there and look with his 11 between his eyes, all scrunched his brow. Talk about me raising the roof.
Right. Or his t-shirts. Like, you know that if he came in with a t-shirt that he thought was cool and we didn't say anything, or if I even tried to say it wasn't cool, he would get so upset.
Like one of those old rock t-shirts.
Yeah.
There was a video we posted. He had a Faster Pussycat shirt, or I think, or Cat House something, or whatever. And we didn't think it was cool at all. He was upset. Living.
Oh, Ace.
And who was it that used to laugh at him for thinking that Slash from Guns N' Roses was so cool? Was it Gwen? Somebody, one of the girls on the show used to pick on him because he wore that Slash t-shirt on. Bless him.
Bless him.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.